I woke up, I'm on abundance. Hey, my hands too full to hold the grudges. Yeah, and all I'm trying to be is being a monk. Hey, I got a shawty, come see me tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This ain't One Direction, dog. I'm going a different way. I got One Direction, dog. It's going up for sure. I got hoes with some pop money offshore.
Good morning. Hope you guys are having a great day. And welcome to the Win the Morning podcast. Today's topic is this: ask not what that thing can do for you, ask what you can do for that thing. And this principle that I'm going to talk about is so important. And I think everybody that is not working on a high level, they always think of this backwards. They always think, like in the example of a job, they always think, what can this job give me? What can this job give me? What can this job give me? And they're looking, they have a paradigm of the world of like, I'll give, but only in proportion to what I believe I'm going to receive. I will give, but I will only give in proportion to what I believe I will receive. So yeah, I'll do that, but what's in it for me? What's in it for me? The thing that I've noticed is the people that are working on the highest level, that are operating at the highest level in fitness, they have the best families, they have the best, you know, income, the best businesses, etc., is they're people that go above and beyond, and they ask, what can I do for the business? What can I do for my family? What can I do for my health? Regardless of what's in it for me. And when we start looking at life this way, what can I give, what can I give, what can I give? The way that the universe works, I don't know how it works. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to God about it. We haven't discussed it. But I know that it's true, just as true as the law of gravity, is the more I give, the more I receive. The more I give into my work, the more I give into my job, the more effort I put in, the more value I create, the more value I receive. The more I just give to my wife, the more I just give to my son, my family, the more I get in return. The more I give into my health, the more I take care of my health, the more that it takes care of me. But that's not how like the low level people think. And the reason why I bring this up is sometimes I think like this. And I would imagine that sometimes you think about this as well, is like, oh, what's in it for me? What can I get out of this? And of course we have to have, like, there's some point where there's boundaries where we're not just going to be taken advantage of. But a lot of times, we're thinking so short-sighted, we're thinking so short-term, that we're just thinking, what can I get, what can I get, what can I get, what can I get? Instead of thinking long-term of, hey, if I invest more and more into this, eventually on the other side of it, I'm going to get more out of it. So it's like at McDonald's, they'll pay you $15 an hour to work at McDonald's, but they'll pay you $18 an hour to work at McDonald's with a smile. Why do you get paid more for the smile? Because you're giving more into the job. It's pretty simple. So the more you give into the job, if you go into work with a good attitude, you're going to get more out of that job. So my friends, my question for you is like, where across your world are you just looking to receive and you're not looking to give? You know, an area is like, hey, why am I expecting my wife to give me more to do more for me, and I'm not willing to give into her and to invest into our relationship more and to show up as a better man, to show up more intentional for date nights, to show up more intentional to serve her, to show up more present? How could I ever expect our marriage to get better and to get more out of our marriage if I'm not willing to give more into our marriage? I invite you all to go and give abundantly in every area with no expectation of return. And when we can create a habit of giving without the expectation of receiving, at that point, that's when abundance will rain down upon us. That's what I've seen in my life. That's what I've seen in other people's lives. So that's my invitation to you. My friends, if you found value out of this, please share this with a friend. Go post it on your story. I really appreciate it. If you have any feedback for me, please DM me on Instagram of what I can do better to make this podcast more successful. I appreciate you guys. And I appreciate you guys tuning in. Be positive and confident in all that you do. And most importantly, Go be abundant. Peace and love.